The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
And so next weekend, the Interprovincial Football Championships, they still go on, are going to be more interesting than they have been for a while, perhaps, because of the implementation of the proposed new rules as a result of the Football Review Committee proposals. So we've asked Michael Foley, sports writer in the Sunday Times, and Colm Keyes, GAA correspondent of the Irish Independent, to go through some of the rule changes for us. And we mightn't get through all of them today, but we'll try anyway. The one that really jumps out at me, Michael: teams must keep at least three players inside their half of the field at all times. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, it won't. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to work out why that is. I suppose one of the big issues in the game, and you know, a lot of the feedback that would have come back to the Football Review Committee would have been about there's just basically too many people in one half of the field. The way the game is played now, you've got 14 defenders and a goalie versus 14 attackers, and usually a goalie as well now. So there's just no room. So the idea basically is that three players must stay in the opposition half of the field at all times, which effectively means you'll have six players taken out of that area. The goalkeeper can still go forward, by the way, into the opposition half, which might create an imbalance, we'll say, if you commit everybody forward. But at the same time, the idea is just to create space, kind of pay dues to this idea that people want just more competition, they want more collisions, they want a bit more one-on-one stuff. They can't go back to the positional grid. That's gone. But something like this, at least, is a movement towards creating some more space so teams can actually play.
Okay. I'm just a little confused by the wording of it, though, Colm, because I would have thought it would have been that you couldn't have more than three in the opposition half. It's three inside your own half, is it, at least, that you must keep there?
Well, effectively, it's three defenders and three forwards must stay in one half of the field, and that would be either side. So that retains that at all times you will have facility for 11v11 in attacking and defending situations at the other end. So there will be 3x3 back, and obviously that can go to 12v11 if the goalkeeper decides to join the play beyond the halfway line. So this one is probably the one rule that will take a bit of adjusting and a bit of getting used to from a player and a spectator point of view, because old habits die hard. There will be players who will be tempted to cross the halfway line if a ball is coming close, or some may even carry over the line. There is a penalty if you come across the line either way, either to join the fence or join the attack. It's a 20-metre free at the other end. So that is the penalty. And Jim Gavin and his committee are quite sure with that penalty that they will quickly adhere to this 3x3 structure.
And then, Colm, the other one, limiting back passes to the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper can only receive a pass from a teammate if the goalkeeper is inside the opposition half of the field, or if the goalkeeper and the player passing the ball to the goalkeeper are inside the large rectangle. Would that be easy to monitor?
So
second bit.
A keeper can receive the ball at close range, just around his own goal mouth, provided it's passed by one of his colleagues, or else he can join the attack over the halfway line where you can receive the ball from a colleague. Obviously, he can still play as a sweeper and cut out opposition attacks. But if you look back at, you know, it's been a growing trend all the time. The last play in the 2017 All-Ireland final, Stephen Cluxton, to preserve and protect possession, Stephen Cluxton had the ball three times. Now, Dublin did it extremely well. They probably would have held on anyway, but they were able to use the keeper to run down the clock in that All-Ireland final and win three in a row. And it's happening everywhere. So by effectively taking out the back pass, it's putting pressure on defenders to turn and make the game more vertical, get up the pitch quicker. So I think this will have a very transformative effect. I think this is one of the two that will have the biggest transformation, is the taking out the goalkeeper by and large from being the last resort for his colleagues to the outball all the time.
So, Michael Foley, do you reckon that'll mean goalkeepers back in your box, that it's very unlikely that, given that they won't be able to receive a back pass out the pitch because of the danger of being exposed, that we won't be seeing goalkeepers coming up over the halfway line?
Well, I think the very best ones, your Niall Morgans and so on, I don't think it's going to bother them too much. I mean, they're comfortable coming forward and operating even beyond the halfway line if needs be. I would nearly have thought that in an ideal world, they probably would have liked just to have, as you described it there, Matt, just keep the goalkeeper as a goalkeeper, again, to create more space. But look, the genie is out of the bottle on that one, as it were. And it's been one of the criticisms, I suppose, of the rules overall, that maybe, you know, the evolution of the goalkeeper is the thing that's being stymied slightly here in terms of the rules. But look, maybe that's maybe another discussion around, what we want a goalkeeper to be in Gaelic football. But in terms of this, I would say at the top level, It should work. You'd like to think it would work okay, and definitely any guys who fancy themselves moonlighting as some kind of a, you know, point guard kind of playmaker moving up the field might have to think again if they don't have the full repertoire of skills necessary. You know.
Okay. Let's look at some of the other ones, Michael. What do you make of the 40-meter scoring arc?
Well, I like it. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'm one of these people that, you know, I've gotten so worn out from watching football the way it is at the moment. Literally, I'm happy to be on trials. But I think it's been something that's been in the air for a long, long time, is the idea of rewarding long-range scores. And the two-point arc is obviously an attempt at that. You also have the 4 points for a goal in tandem with that, I suppose, in a way, to change the scoring system, just basically to encourage more goals, more balls being thrown in front of the goal to see what might happen. Again, it's something that, give it a go, see does it work. You can imagine, kind of like if a shot goes over the bar and scores 2 points, that could be obviously transformative on a tight game, but it might also be something that could get the crowd going, you know, a 2 point score rather than, you know, rewarding, you know, to me, the way the game has gone again, to reward a fisted pass over the bar the same way as you do a terrific kick from 40, 50 yards out the field doesn't seem right. So to me, the 2 point arc, it's certainly worth trying. And again, as I say, kind of rewarding that kind of skill has been something that's been in the air for quite a while, so it's good to see them giving it a rattle, you know.
Colm, it just struck me, you know, the sort of the laws of unintended consequences, that the 4 points for a goal, I mean, the old phrase was, take your points and the goals will come. But now if there's a desperation for teams to actually go for goals, you could see packing of defences around the goals to defend against 4 point goals.
Well, I suppose if you're packing defences, that means that there's a lot of room further outside to take a two-pointer, and that's true. The consequence of that. So, you know, if you pack too much, suddenly two-pointers is the equivalent of a goal, Matt. So that's why that balance was brought in. When you were offering the reward of double points for outside the 40-metre arc, you, by consequence, you have to lift the value of a goal too. So that really will balance that, and I think we won't see that situation, because you will be exposed outside the arc for some of the good kickers. And teams will learn to adapt. They will keep their shooters in a position. The David Cliffords of this world will be able to loop out around the arc and take possession and put these balls over the bar as they do. And if there's not enough players out there, well, then he has a free shot. So that's the balance that teams have to find. And I think by restoring or by lifting the value of the goal to 4 points, that's the trade-off.
Michael, I can't imagine it'll happen too often at inter-county level, but I suspect there might be a few club goalkeepers a bit worried about getting the ball beyond the 40-metre arc, particularly on a windy day.
Well, I tell you now, there'll be a few places on the Western Seaboard, all right. they might be pining for the short kick out, all right. And you know what? I mean, we're laughing and joking, but that is the kind of stuff that comes up at a Congress debate. Because this is the whole thing. I mean, we're talking, and Colin mentioned David Clifford there, the natural tendency is to talk about the elites when you're talking about rule change. But this stuff has to work down the track, you know? And, you know, that is the kind of stuff that can derail things. But look, you have to kind of best foot forward, as it were, and say, look, you just have to deal with the conditions as they come to you. And the greater benefit here, there is a greater benefit in getting that ball further out. Look at the around the kick out that you're mentioning. You know, players can still stay inside the 20-meter line as well. I think that's an interesting thing. The idea being that it will actually speed up the kick out rather than waiting for lads to clear the 20-meter line and go then. I think it'll be interesting to see how that actually works. I think there could be a degree of debate around the kick out things. And again, that'll be something, no, they've had 7 trial games to have a look at this stuff themselves, so they probably have a good idea about how this will work on the bigger stage next weekend or the weekend after next. But like it's it could be one that could raise some interesting discussion points, shall we say, after next weekend. You know.
Well, indeed. And a final thing to you, Colm Keyes. How difficult is this going to be for the referees?
Well, that was a question that was asked at yesterday's launch. Can the referees absorb all of this change? And the suggestion was from members of the committee who have watched these games, the feedback from referees is very positive that yes, these are enhancements. Really only the 3x3 structure is the only new rule. Obviously, yeah, the two-pointers, there are different ways to regulate the solo and goal, the restriction on the goalkeeper. Obviously, that all has to be watched, but they're enhancements, so therefore they are improvements or changes on what's already there. So there's a bit of adaption in it. I think further down the line, I think some club referees, and this is to come in, the idea is that this will come in for all club games. All of these changes will come in 2025. That's yet to be decided, but that's what the FRC, the Football Review Committee, wants. Down the line, maybe some referees will have problems with it, but Martin McAnally refereed one of the games, I think it was Dublin Armagh, and the feedback from that was very, very positive about it from a refereeing point of view, and also from a playing and a spectacle point of view. I got the sense that the committee are quietly confident that everything that they have put together from what they've seen so far, and especially over the last two weekends, it really is throwing up something different and something that people will want to see. And I thought it very interesting that they now have a recommendation, not a proposed rule change, but a recommendation that interchange substitutes will be brought in the future, because they expect very high speed, high endurance games out of this.
Oh, if it makes Gaelic football better, brilliant. We look forward to seeing it. Colm Keyes of the Irish Independent, Michael Foley of the Sunday Times, thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.